Connecticut may impeach its governor, John Rowland. He admits he took improper gifts from people doing business with the state, but he refuses to resign despite a federal investigation. Day to Day's Madeline Brand spoke with Hartford Current reporter Christopher Keating.
Christopher Keating, what exactly is Governor Rowland accused of?
Governor Rowland is the subject basically of a wide-ranging criminal federal probe by the FBI and federal prosecutors. What they're looking at in the overall is possible bid rigging and bribery within the Rowland administration. This has been going on for over a year, and the deputy chief of staff of the governor has already pleaded guilty to accepting cash and gold bribes for steering contracts. The most recent controversy has been triggered, though, not really by that broader probe, but by a more narrow questions about who paid for renovations at the governor's vacation cottage on a lake in Connecticut. He had about $30,000 to $40,000 worth of improvements at that cottage. And it turned out that the governor said that he had originally lied about who did the improvements, and it turned out that some state employees and some politically connected contractors had either paid for the work or had done the work at the house for free. And those are the same people, some of the same people, who are being looked at in the broader federal criminal probe.
Now, the governor recently gave an emotional speech where he admitted some mistakes, but he begged for forgiveness. How was that received?
Apparently not too well so far, according to the polls. There were some polls taken immediately after his speech, and normally you would think possibly after a speech like that your polls would improve, and actually what happened, they actually even went down by 3 percentage points. One of the latest polls said 63% of those polled believe that the governor should resign.
So he has dismal public approval ratings, Democrats and Republicans, and most of the public want him to resign. Why is he refusing to do so?
Well, I think the first thing, what he has said, he certainly doesn't believe that he's done anything criminal. I think he has basically said he hasn't done anything wrong. The broader issue is that he does have a family, and if he quit now, his marketability in the outside world probably would not be very good.
Now, Rowland was once called the marvel of Connecticut politics until this came about, a wildly popular Republican in a Democratic state. At 27, the youngest member of Congress, and 10 years ago, at age 36, the youngest governor the state had ever had, good friends with President Bush, considered to be a rising star nationally. Is that all over now?
For the moment, it is. A lot of the political people that we have spoken to are very, very surprised at Rowland. Yes, he was a very popular governor. He beat Congresswoman Barbara Kennelly by about 25, 26 percentage points in the 1998 governor's race. He won the November 2002 governor's race by 12 points, 56 to 44. So even as late as November of 2002, he was still pretty popular. And frankly, even until about a month and a half ago, he was relatively popular. Basically, the dam broke on December 12th when he admitted that he had lied about the renovations to the cottage.
And so his future looks pretty bleak right now.
Yeah, his political future at the moment, does not look very good.
Christopher Keating is the Capitol Bureau Chief for the Hartford Current. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
That interview by Day to Day's Madeline Brand.